May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Do not be afraid. If we're meant to live into one thing on this glorious morning, it is this: do not be afraid. It's not like we don't have plenty of reasons to be, and so did Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They had been with Jesus since his first days of ministry in Galilee. Mary Magdalene was one of the many people who he healed there. The two Marys were among the community of followers who traveled with Jesus throughout the towns and villages to Jerusalem. They ministered to him and supported him financially along the way. They were with him upon his triumphant arrival in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and as the tide turned swiftly against him. They watched as he died an agonizingly slow death on the cross, as Joseph of Arimathea laid his dead body in the tomb and rolled the great stone to the door. Because of their close association with the crucified Christ and the ruthlessness of those who killed him and their own excruciating grief, they had plenty of reasons to be afraid. We might wonder why they even risked going back to the tomb. Yet many of us do something similar when we're grief-stricken. We simply can't believe that something or someone we love is gone, even if what happened awakened fears in us that we never knew we had. We return to a place or a memory because what happened just doesn't seem real or even possible. Maybe the two Marys needed to go back just one more time to prove to themselves that the unthinkable had happened. And it had. But the two Marys could not have expected what came next. With the force of an earthquake, an angel rolls back the stone from the tomb. He frightens the soldiers who are guarding the tomb so much that they tremble and freeze. But to the two Marys, he says, "Do not be afraid." Once he has shown them that Jesus is no longer in the tomb, he urges them to go quickly and tell the disciples to gather in Galilee, where they will see Jesus. And then, in an instant, Jesus himself stands before them and tells them the same thing: "Gather in Galilee and do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. Our observance of Holy Week has just led us through a period of increasing sorrow and horror. A joyful Palm Sunday procession shifted quickly to the Passion. We commemorated the Last Supper that Jesus shared with the disciples before they abandoned and betrayed him. We heard the unrelenting story of the torture that Jesus endured on the way to crucifixion, and the unimaginable horror of his death upon the cross. When the world can so quickly turn upside down, why would we not be afraid? Meanwhile, the world around us seems at least as unsettled as it was in Jesus' day. Events in Afghanistan, Egypt, Syria, North Korea, and elsewhere make us aware of how high the stakes are in this interconnected world. Closer to home, so many people we know and love are in the hospital, receiving difficult diagnoses, or otherwise enduring broken hearts. How can we not be afraid? Because the resurrection of Jesus proclaims that nothing is beyond the hope of God's redemption, even in the face of what seems improbable, overwhelming, and impossible. Do not be afraid. Yes, we've heard it 1,000 times and it sounds really good until we're called upon to do it, until we have to face illness or heartache or fear itself, and we realize how hard it is not to be afraid. If you're anything like me, it's overwhelming how alone it can make us feel. But it's not something that we're meant to do alone, any more than we're meant to follow Jesus alone. We need each other. The second part of "Do not be afraid" from both the angel and Jesus is to share the good news, to tell the disciples, and to have them gather with Jesus in Galilee. Would the disciples even have believed either Mary if only one of them had told them that what she had seen and heard? But together, both Marys spread the good news. Together, the disciples will gather in Galilee where they will see Jesus. Together, they will continue the feeding, healing, and teaching that first bound them together as a community of followers. And from there, Jesus will send them to make disciples of all nations. Do not be afraid. As heirs of that original community of faith, we gather to share communion together. Both words, community and communion, are rooted in the fellowship that we share as the body of Christ. They remind us that whatever is happening in our world and the wider world, God steps in the most amazing and unexpected ways, and we conquer our fears by living into the promise of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection together. So let's live into the St. Mary's community of faith together. That doesn't mean that we do everything together, but it does mean that we support one another in strengthening our community, that we love one another as Jesus loves us, that we recognize that the stronger our community, the deeper our connections to God and one another, and the less we have to fear. Although we don't have to participate in everything together, we do need to participate in something together. So volunteer with one of our outreach partners or in the office. Join a pastoral care team or a Bible study. Be a greeter or an usher. Teach Sunday school. Go on a mission trip. Increase your pledge. Engage respectfully with one another on the very difficult issues of our time and the context of our faith. Attend the adult forum or inquirers class. Serve on a committee. Sing in the choir. Tell the story. The possibilities are endless, and each of us has a part in our community as a whole. We're stronger together. Do not be afraid. Amen.